close the door to your home or apartment or troll gate under a bridge and take off your pants. That's a fun moment for, I don't know if it's just me, maybe it's just me, I don't know, I can't hear in the radio world what the audience thinks. And, but this is just me. I like to take off my pants right away, and not in a weird way. I just like to take off my pants and relax. And then what you do to compete in the No Pants Athlon is see how many other tasks you can accomplish that day without your pants on. What you may not have realized is you can't do any of that shit outside. There are rules, sir. There are basic rules. I had to, and I said shit on the radio. I am so sorry. I fucking do not cuss on the radio. These are things they did not teach me. Here's another caller. I'm in the caller. I'll move that on. Valley got phone service too. Great.
Just like I figured from a friendly town show. Anyway, want to talk about No Pantsathon, the rule set being changed for 2017. I heard that there's a new rule involving the Tasselhoff or the Tacklehoff, where someone's wearing something on their respective genitals and there's an extra point value for it. What do you think? I'm just going to stay on the line and breathe heavily for a second.
Thank you. That's what I expect from Chum Village. Steve in Chum Village. I don't know how you guys, you freaks in Chum Village, play this game, but no one is in my house tackling my genitals. And I put a lot of ads on Craigslist. So apparently y'all get better internet service in Chum Village. No one has ever tackled my genitals. So I'd propose that rule change altogether, unless we can agree that we're all going to get to have that happen. Chum Village, bunch of idiots. We're going to move on to the next caller. Do we have another caller out there, people, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, hello. Jesus. This is Trevor. Thank you for keeping my identity a secret. Really, what I want
Can I interrupt you first? Is one of us having a flashback?
I'm always kind of hot. Okay. What I really wanted to talk about was the suicide rates amongst little leaguers up to the pro level. They have been on the increase lately.
Listen, I'm going to pretend I knew what you said, and I think you're asking about the suicide rate amongst little leaguers as they try to advance to pro level. Is that correct?
Oh, hey, it's me.
Hey!
Yeah, so I really wanted to talk about the little leaguers. Up to the pro levels, the suicide rate keeps increasing in 2016, 2015. We've seen this. So what I was wondering if you had any take on where this is going, where this is coming from.
Well, it's coming from a bunch of kids are losers, and they're starting to figure it out and take the logical path. No one encourages it, but we're not discouraging it either. Basically, there's a lot of kids who want to play pro ball of any sort, genital tackling, whatever we're doing. And there's only room for so many professional grade competitors, but everybody can play it in Little League. You know, it's anybody. It's like kids are sitting in the grass chewing clovers like Ferdinand the Bull, and maybe a ball runs by them, and they know the dad and their mom, they're taking pictures like, "Ooh, you guys are great," and give them a trophy. And here's the thing: then they grow up and they realize that's not trophy worthy material. And so there are only a couple options. One is to get a job, and the other is to off yourself. And I think we know here in Friendlytown there are no jobs. So there's a logical thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that they're seeing the pros do it, and then they're going down to the amateur level. This is a thing that I saw. We had a player, Lily baseball player, McGill Hayes. I mean, this guy is 4 feet tall. He caught a pop fly to left field. Kid has a foot and 7 inches of vertical lift. I've never seen that on a human being ever. And then afterwards, I was like, "Hey, good game, Miguel." And he said, "I want a suicide. I want a suicide."
Yeah. You were actually confused. What he wanted to go was Burger King, and just get one of those fountain drinks where he just puts everything in the cup.
Well, yeah.
You have horribly mistaken and led me down a wrong path.
Yeah, well, actually, a little backstory about me. Back in 99, I got caught selling a pill called Heck. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's heroin, ecstasy, cocaine, and ketamine. Okay. And I got caught, and for community service, they put me in the concession stand.
Yeah, of course.
And so I get bombarded with these kids all day, like poor little Jenny. She said, "I want suicide. I want a suicide." I'm like, "Just play the damn game, man."
Yeah. Well, let me first off, can you please go to the nearest Friendlytown police officer and report what you do? That they have horribly misassigned you.
I mean, I don't have to report them. I got caught.
Okay,
so
good. That's good. The other thing I'll say, look, I know that baseball is a big thing, and the suicide rate amongst the Little League baseball players is concerning, but I think we're overlooking really the true tragedy here, which is a lot of people aren't into this, but know this, but the suicide rate amongst our professional full-contact tiddlywink players is astronomical. Because the idiots in Chum Village just keep beating them every year, and these kids just whack themselves, and it's over. And we are running out of kids to recruit to the full-contact Tiddlywink League. So if you have a kid who is despondent, and you don't really care if they're around for much longer, please get them to sign up. We have something on the Friendlytown website about that, and get them signed up. But I'm going to turn over and back to our
original host, because that
just stopped, and go back to Mr. Tyler Sonicson.
Thank you, Shane, for that illuminating segment. And also, let's observe a moment for our dear departed Tiddlywinks champion, Billy O'Toole. He was for onesies. Aww. All right, that's enough. Your next panelist here on the Friendlytown Sports Call-In Show is a longtime listener, which is weird because this is only our first episode. He is very adamant about appearing on the radio, and as we all know from the history of public radio and public access TV, that's never backfired even once. So everyone, please welcome your next guest host, the Honorable Mr. Hank Merton.
My name's Hank Merton, and I'm a wheel man. I'm a driver in the big leagues, in the big track, round and round, ice fishing, potato gun, drink beer and race off. And man, I tell you, I'm real upset because I'm one of the best, but I can't get no square job being a stock car racer. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not getting my big break. Don't get me wrong, big track, which is what we're going to call it for the sake of argument and to keep this from running too long, it's fun and I love it and I'm born to do it, but man, I just want them bigger horses, man. I'm tired of driving on ice and getting all squirrely out there drinking that beer. And I mean, it's great when you have to puke because it works like a smoke screen and an oil slick, but goddamn, my body just can't take it no more. Anyway, I'm here to take y'all's calls because I owe the producer a favor. Do I have a caller? You know, nobody listens to this damn show anyway, I tell you what. It's a waste of my time. I should be in a damn late model right now.
Hi there. Are you able to hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I am the PTO leader at Chum Village. And I just
over there
to
in
say,
Shit Town?
You I'm know sorry. Of us. Of course you know of us. So here's the thing. I was really excited to hear recently about all the suicide rates going up in your town. That's great for us. But,
well, when we're losers, we check out. We don't stick around like some people.
Clearly. So what I was hoping was... some of my kids, like my kids that are clearly better than everyone else's kids, that's why I lead the PTO. So what I was wondering is, how do I keep them out of your sport?
Well, I don't know what kind of race league the PTO is, but down here, you can't keep a wheel man away from a car now. You just can't do it. Like, now, do you want to get that boy his first late model for his birthday? Or do
I think it's a little presumptuous to assume that I have a boy.
I just refer to all children as boys, regardless of their gender. I did not mean to insinuate that I was stereotyping. They're women wheel men, too, man. I tell you, they're good. I tell you. I get beat by them all the time, man. And I'm okay with that.
Well, I just think that clearly your sport is just barbaric. And I don't want anyone in Chum Village associated with it. So I just want to make sure it never seeps in.
Well, what sport ain't barbaric?
Most of them.
I
don't want to get argumentative on the radio, but I plan to get argumentative on the radio.
Okay. Well, that's why people call into sports shows, actually. That's usually what happens.
There was nothing else on TV.
I mean, what would do it for you if we had like prettier uniforms or like
I think that's a little like condescending that you would assume that I would just like the uniforms.
No, I think we should have prettier uniforms. I've been saying it for years. I just can't get nobody to listen to me. I want some goddamn sequins and horns on my helmet, man. I think it'd be good. I think we'd get in more sponsors. But these higher ups and these damn people with money and shit, they just don't want to listen to me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to follow their advice and just get off. That sounds great. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, that was the lady from the PTO.
Ring, ring.
Oh, we've got another caller.
Hi. Are we on the air?
Yeah. I believe so.
Hi, this is Lance Allworth, male prostitute.
All right.
I'm so excited. I have never spoken to Ira Glass before. This is so exciting.
Oh, man.
I'd like to make a $25 pledge, and could I get the mug with that?
Oh yeah, man. We'll send you three mugs.
Okay, this is great.
You just make it out to cash. And bring it down to the station.
All right. I am a big fan. Honestly, this is the most confusing NPR show I've ever listened to.
It's called We'll Take Your Money.
Okay. Now, this sport that you're playing is fascinating to me. Is there a particular brand of beer that is... Because I know some lovely craft beers that I would love to...
No, I mean, like, the regulation beer is Milwaukee's best.
Have you been to Milwaukee? It's not their best.
Oh no. And then we have a 40 of a Colt 45, and that works like the 2-minute warning. When you finish your case of beer, you pull out your 40, and that's like so everybody can see it because it's glass. And you know, that's when we know the race is about to end. So shit gets real serious. And I believe we can say shit on this station.
I think you can. The earlier host was just a potty mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Well, sex sells, man.
It does. Genital tackling and things. And I will give him my number later. I want to also ask you, Mr. Glass, if I could, what is probably your most exciting moment as a driver in the whatever you call that league?
It's probably when somebody's losing real bad, but they're real hammered. And they just start driving the wrong way because they figure, fuck it. That's always my favorite moment, man. That's when shit gets real interesting.
Well, that brings up an interesting question. I've watched a few of the contests of your sport. How the hell do you know who's losing?
It's done by, okay, so there is a time penalty for every beer that you haven't finished when you finish your case in your 40. If somebody finishes their case in their 40, there's one more lap before the race is over.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a time and lap penalty depending on how much beer you have left.
All right.
So if you're ahead on the racetrack, but you got 4 or 5 beers left, then you're going to have a lot of time added on, and you're not going to do well.
Oh, that's
but if it's neck and neck, and you know, or if you're a little bit ahead, but you just got a little bit of beer left, then you can still come home a winner.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. Chum Village rules, you guys suck!
Well, they've been Chum Village for years. All right, do I have another caller? Or,
do we have any other callers?
Any other callers?
All right, we got one more caller.
I also wanted to say that if that boy or his Johns ever needs a ride that I can drive people around for money, I'm hurting real bad for cash right now.
Actually, we're gonna hold our caller and bring our next guest host.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
Hayward.
Hey, Hayward.
Hey, Hayward.
really not at all. It's definitely an honor to have a legend on the show, which I just found out when he started talking. I really had no idea who he was until he walked in the studio, but you know, his giant sequin jacket, made mostly out of, it was really more glitter than sequins, but you know, a man can dream. Anyway, let's hear it one more time for Hank Merton, a stock car, case of beer, drinking, potato gun, ice fishing champion of eternity. All right, your next guest host on the show is someone who has been indispensable here in Friendlytown, and we're very excited that he, as I believe in our previous incarnation as the QED Weekly Show, he once played a future jock, a jock from the year 2065. So he knows a thing or two about sports. Also, he plays in a chiptune band, so right there, sports expert. Everyone, give it up for John Hurst.
Welcome to the post-conference for Steve Watson. I'm the coach of the Friendlytown's Olympic Bowling League. And that is bowling, not bowling. That's a different league. You jerks need to go home. You guys are lame. You guys suck. Anyway, we had a great game. This is the post-game wrap-up. We were taking callers live on the air. We went out there. We bullied those kids 110%. We rammed them into those lockers really hard. They were crying to all their parents. Not even just their parents. All of their parents. Anyway, we're taking callers anytime right now. I think we have a defeated loser on the phone. How's it going? Yeah! Friendly Town rules, nerd! What's your question? So adorable.
Locker.
Hey.
Deep breath.
Not a gracious loss, sir. Not a gracious loss.
He took my last box.
Sir, I'm gonna have to. Sir, would it help? Would it help you if I told you what you did wrong on the field today? I've been reading. I think I recognize the tone of that whimpering. Is that Joseph? Is that you? Joseph from Amigo Mania? I've been reading your MySpace. It's been like, that's been our playbook for years.
Joseph, is that you, Joseph?
Mom, get out of my room!
For the love of God, you're 34 years old, Joseph.
Yeah, listen to your mom. Listen to mom.
Put him on the radio! You suck! You suck! You all suck!
I'm afraid I lost you. Somewhere in there?
Sorry, this is... I'm really sorry, Mr. Hurst. This is Joseph's mother.
Mom, get off the phone! He's a stupid!
Joseph, go back to your room.
You've raised a good kid.
You have the biggest room in the house. You make over $80,000 a year. Why do you still live with us?
You're a scientist, mother!
All right, Joseph, our scientist's son, surprisingly not very good at sports, and he's taking it very hard on himself.
Obviously.
Please accept my apology, and I'm sorry you just had to endure what you just had to endure.
No problem. I'm sorry you have such a poser for a son. I understand where
you
it comes
know,
from.
I know that, and you know that, but you know, it's going to get through to Joseph's
you gotta,
head
eventually. You gotta lean in, like if he's going to be part of those adult bowling leagues, he gotta really press in. He might have a chance in those e-sport leagues, where they play video bullying, or whatever the heck that is. However, this is the real leagues. This is how we do it here in Friendlytown, and you gotta accept that.
Alright, thank you. You've got another caller, I think.
Alright.
Hey, John, once again, it's Billy the Bully. Love you. Love the show.
Thank you.
Love what you're doing with all these kids. They punk-ass bitches. I like how you treat them.
I like the spirit.
Thanks to you and your lessons, I've gotten to beat up, like, lots of kids. I've lost track of it, but I'll be kicking them and slapping their books, pushing them into lockers, doing all the stuff you taught us to do. But the other night, I tried to spill this Coke on this girl, and people was like, hey, you shouldn't do that to this girl. And I was like, fuck you, and I just wanted to take your answer and see what you thought about that. Thank you very much.
All right, well, first of all, you hung up before I could ask, but you got to understand that we are bullying people, but we follow the rules of bullying. You have, if that was an official sanctioned bullying game, there's literally nothing they can do about it. Bullying. If it's unofficial, they can retort back. They can say that's not cool, and you don't know what to do. I understand that. I come across a lot of situations at the 7-Eleven when I'm yelling at the clerk to give me my Slurpee. Even though I can get it myself, I want the clerk to get it. It's just the fact that I gotta realize I'm not in the official match at that moment. We got another caller.
My bad with your punk ass. This is Billy the Bully again.
Hey,
and I thought you was talking about bullying because Friendly Town got that bullying thing going on. Yeah. And it seems like you're just kind of a bitch. My bad. And I'll take up your call on the answer.
Hold on, we're going to call him back because I didn't hear that last part. Call return.
How you get this number? New phone, who
did this?
We're sorry. We cannot connect that call right now.
Well, I don't know why he's not trying to call
recipient
back.
Recipient has already left his house to go beat people up.
Oh, well. Fortunately, I think we have a cell phone line here, right here. Hold on. No. Oh, no. I don't know what to do here.
We're sorry. We cannot connect your call. You're trying way too hard.
I'm trying. Hold on a second. I'm dialing. I'm gonna get on the touch tone phone. I'm dialing 0 right now. I'm gonna give that operator piece of my mind.
Hey, Wendy's. This is Cheryl.
Look, I just wanted to let you know that your segment of the show has been canceled due to low ratings. There's literally no one listening now.
What?
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, buddy, but you know, the business is the business.
No.
And you're also a little fucking nerd. You know what? Dumbass. Just look at your shirt. Look at your shirt, man. Did your mom dress you today?
No.
Everyone, John Hurst, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so, yeah, obviously, you know, this being our first episode of the Friendly Town Sports Call-In Show, we have a lot of kinks to work out with our phone patch system. Namely, we need to find an actual more realistic dial tone. that was one of the first things that your bartending mayor Todd and I should have thought about when we were playing the show. But we were mostly thinking, okay, what's the format we're gonna do this in? And the format we landed on was this format, which we in the comedy world like to refer to as "fuck it." But it's okay. Are you enjoying yourselves for this episode of Friendly Town? All right, we got a couple remaining guest hosts before we draw this episode to a close. Your next panelist is another person who he just sort of showed up and he said he really loves sports, so we decided just to let him on the air. Everyone, give it up for Gil Wright.
How's it going, y'all? I'm Gil Wright, professional abortion clinic protester. I do endurance rounds. I do heated rounds during the Christmas season. It's a good job. So if y'all want to call me on that, or I can just talk about my profession for a while. All right, let's do it. The thing about endurance abortion clinic protesting is you got to get a real comfy lawn chair. And a sign that doesn't run in the rain, so you gotta get it printed and then laminated, because Sharpie's just gonna run in the rain. Sometimes people question me about, are these things alive or they're not? I know that they're alive, because one time it got really cold and I had to get in the bio dump and rub myself with fecal matter to stay warm. Was that too much? Thank you.
I've got some antique bedpans for $75 a piece, and I've got an old water heater for $40. So if you call Dave down at the surplus, I'll hook you up.
Well, I'll take you on the water heaters, but the bedpans, you're ripping me off, man.
Hell, they've only been shit in 7 or 8 times,
yeah,
man. Come on.
Are these steel or tin?
Wait, what show is this?
Oh, well, this is Friendly Town Sports Call-In Show.
Oh, I thought this was the Swapping Shop.
Well, you did have my attention there for a second.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I'll hang up and listen.
Well, all right. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about the league changes they're proposing in Ohio. I think it's going to take a lot of professional abortion protesters out of a job. You know, they're talking about limiting abortions the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. And that, I mean, that takes out valuable time, you know, in the preseason for people to be able to get out. I mean, by the time as soon as playoffs hit, they're kicking you out of the game. And then they got this whole thing now with the new vaginal ultrasounds. I mean, I just think that leaves too much, doesn't leave enough up to a chance. You know, you know what you're walking into right before you even get there. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on the situation were.
Yeah, well, I'm actually very happy with the situation in Ohio. Because that means Indiana can recruit more. I don't know if you've ever been to Indiana, but they do have a lot of liberal towns like this Bloomington town, Fort Wayne, even though it's industrial, very liberal. And so what I'm thinking is there's going to be a lot of trades to the Indiana team. And I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, Bloomington's got it coming. They've been having it way too free for way too long, and I'm ready to crush that dream.
All right. Oh, man. This is your producer, Tyler. Mr. Wright, you've also been canceled.
Oh, well, this is the longest I've ever had a show, so thank you for the opportunity.
All right, your next host for the Friendly Town Call-In Show is the world's number one expert in the sport, as proposed last week, of Jake Jamesing. Everyone, please put your hands together for Jake James.
Welcome to WWJD 92.AM on your dial, live from the Pilot Light Studios, where we don't take no potato gun shooting motherfuckers around here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jake James, your first ballot Hall of Famer for getting Jake James. And with bullying on the rise lately, we've had to come up here and be the professional party, the party party, making sure that everybody's having a good time, where we don't have any potato guns. And once again, always, this show is brought to you by Billy O'Toole. RIP, let your tiddlywinks always make it in the cup. Ladies and gentlemen, as Jake James, like I said, your first ballot Hall of Famer and knowing how to keep it real and always partying it down. We're going to take some calls because this is your only number one rated show after your abortion clinic rallies. So we're going to take a few calls right here. But as Jake James, I want to let you ladies know, always ladies will get a free cup of absolutely nothing when you call in. Oh, we got another caller on the line. You want to get Jake James? Here it is.
Oh yeah, man. This is Bob.
Right. Keep it going, baby. Come on. All right, step it up.
All right.
Keep it partying. All right, Jake James. Next caller. All right. As we can see, when we stumble, we remember. When we don't party like we rumble, we're not Jake James.
Good afternoon. This is Wilfred.
92 point on your AM dial. What do you got for us on the Jake James hotline?
I just wanted to say what a big fan I am.
You're a big fan. I know, yeah. And I take it. I love it. Thank you for calling in. Next caller. All right, well, we're Jake James in here at the Pilot Light Studios. You know we keep it real. Next caller.
Hey, I'm a huge Jake James enthusiast.
Are we all? You and your mom. All right, next caller. Oh, man, we love it here. 92.6 on your AM dial. Who's our next caller on the Jake James line on the Billy O'Toole hotline? Flipping your tiddlywinks when you winking them. Next caller.
Jake James, this is Jake James.
Yeah, this is Jake James. Thank you for calling in. Next caller. We love it here. We keep it live. Keep it right. The Pilot Light Studios. My name is Jake James. We're always partying. Next caller. And that's it. Thank you very much. Will you, Jake James, put it in? Let's hear it for you. Come on. Give me something good here, people. With bullying on the rise, you've got to remember that Jake Jamesing is the only way to keep it real. Keep your potato guns at home and always on the fast track. Next caller.
I just had a question about this time. When was the first time you got Jake Jamesed?
I never get Jake Jamesed. Hearst Ballot Hall of Famer. I take you out. I get you drunk. Make you smoke that weed. Next caller.
It's...
Still you?
Hey, this is the Gator.
Oh, hey, Gator. Gator don't play no bullshit. Thank you. Next caller.
It's still me.
Hey, Gator. How you doing, buddy? What you doing? Are you Jake Jamesing out there tonight?
I'm not Gator. I'm the guy before the Gator who just asked you about the first time you Jake James.
Where's my producer at? He's hitting the wrong buttons. Gator's back on the line.
This is Gator saying that I'm not listening to my radio show to listen to yours.
Thank you very much, Gator. We always appreciate it. Put the other guy back on the line.
James, the test came back positive. You're the father, James. Jake James, you're the father of my baby. Yeah, what do you have to say
new
about
phone,
that?
Who dis? Prank caller, prank caller. Get off the line. Once again, when you're Jake James, and sometimes you don't pull out as well as that couch at your mom's house, please keep the lines going. Jake James here, WWJD Radio 96.2 on your AM dial. What do you got to say from the Firelight Studios?
Jake James, I want you to be the father of my baby. Please,
ooh,
please, 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 please.
It's a lady. Once again, every lady gets an absolutely giant cup of nothing. Thank you so much for calling in. 99.2, this is Jake James Radio. What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm the owner of the Jake James Hall of Fame. When are you going to add more people to the Jake James Hall of Fame?
There's only one person in that Hall of Fame, and it's Jake James, baby, and that's me right here on your AM dial, right here from the live from the Pilot Studios. Next caller.
Yeah, this is Gil Johnson. I was wondering...
Kip Johnson? Yeah. Sound like a dick. Next caller. Hey, one of the things that we do here at Friendly Town is we try to back off of bullying, but on the Jake James Radio, we're speed, fast, ready to go, place to be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Friendly Town Radio 96.2, Jake James from the Pilot Studio. Next caller.
Hi.
Exactly. Thank you. Next caller.
Yeah, what do you do after you drink all the beer and then you smoke the weed? I got the spins real hard, buddy. I'm just trying to get the fuck out of this situation right
now.
Sounds
like we've got another pussy for the bullying hotline. Ladies and gentlemen, Jake James, next caller.
Oh, hey, man, do you need a driver? This here is Hank Merton.
Hey, Hank, man, I hear you be shooting at potato guns. We don't like that here on Jake James Radio and 92.2 on your FM dial. Next caller. I do hear you's a good driver.
Yeah, I don't want any pussy. Of the nothing, but can I have one of the cups?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, sir?
I'm a male, and I don't want any of the nothing, but can I have one of the cups?
It's absolutely full of nothing from my producer. Next caller.
Hey, Jake, this is your producer.
Oh, hey, how you doing, sir? I'm sorry, we've had a lot of shitty calls tonight. turns out that after the bullying hotline and the mistaken bullying hotline and, of course, the abortion clinic thing that I tell you is bad for ratings, but you keep putting it in front of us. Jake James, next caller. No, I'm sorry. That's my producer. We do love you. Are we almost out of time here? Once again, we always want to say
Jake,
R.I.P. Bully O'Toole for your tiddlywink knowledge. Go ahead, producer.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jake. I know you're on a tear here, but you, there is a giant shipment, like 4 pallets full of nothing back here.
And well, we got to get some lady callers. Lady callers. Lady callers, we got a big old pallet of absolutely nothing.
So, Jake, the thing is the UPS guy needs your signature, so we're going to need you back there with you.
All right,
guy.
Well, I'm going to go sign off right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for always tuning in to WWJD on your 96.2 AM dial from the Pilot Light Studios, where you get a giant cup of absolutely nothing if you're the ladies. Please, let's turn it over to your regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, all right, that was Jake James. I think, I'm not sure if he was actually just performing the sport of Jake Jamesing right there. We're not entirely sure what Jake Jamesing is, but it looks like a lot of fun based on Jake James. It looks like an absolute blast. So, but anyway, we have just a couple more guest hosts on the sports call-in show tonight, and one of whom actually just recently left the city of Knoxville to move to North Carolina, but she is back with us tonight, and we love her. We're so happy to see her. Everyone! Expert in a sport to be determined, Ashton Binkley. All right, your microphone's hot, Ashton. Take it away.
Hello. You're on the line with Ashton Meekly, expert in all things Sheryl Crow and all things Sheryl Crow related, or basically everything. I am here to let you know about spirit animaling as a sport. That's a great, great sport that I know a lot about. I'm an expert in everything, so you can just call on the line and I'll answer you because, as you know, I'm an expert in everything. I think I have a caller. I see some lights. I know it because I'm an expert.
Yeah. Hey, Ashton.
Hey.
Long-time listener. Welcome back to town. I bought a radio just because I knew you were in town. And, hey, I just want to know, does the sun set on Santa Monica Boulevard?
You know, contrary to popular belief, it does. Because Sheryl Crow was always right, and so am I, expert.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Ashton, this is your producer.
Yes.
Now...
I know that's not a sport, but I just wanted to talk about it.
Okay, all right. I have to say, I'm happy you addressed the elephant in the room before I did, before I had to. But
you want
yeah.
me to talk about elephants? I'm an expert in those, too.
All right, fine. Look, our board is lighting up. There must be something about your personality, but, like, we'll let it slide this time. Like, you have to
talk
about sports.
Well, I am incredibly charming.
Yeah. I mean, you have to talk about sports in the future, but right now we'll let it slide because we have another caller for you, and he sounds really, really eager.
Oh, everyone's always eager for me, so that's great.
Hi, Ashton. I actually thought I had a Sheryl Crow question, but it turned out to be a Madonna question, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh,
so
fuck you.
Anyway,
but I'm still an expert, so I'll answer it.
Well, I'm having, like people tell me don't cry for me or don't cry for Argentina, but I'm having a really time. I just cry all the time for Argentina. What do I do here?
You know, be you. Cry. If you want to cry, you can cry. I mean, cry for Argentina. They need it. They need your tears.
You're right.
You do. I mean, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. You know that. I know you know that. Caller. Okay. Tell me your name, caller.
Jason.
That's a great name. I'm an expert in Jason.
I'm going to learn some Sheryl Crow songs now.
I think about you. Let's talk about you.
No, that's okay.
Are you sure, Jason? Because I think I really would like to get to know you. And everything about you.
Okay. Hold up.
Ashton, okay. This is your producer again. Look, we can't afford another lawsuit.
Look, it's not a lawsuit if they're into me. I pop Tic Tacs first. It's fine.
Oh, God, I wish I had any response to that at all. I'm just going to go to your next caller, Ashton.
Okay, that's great.
Hi, this is Lance Allworth, male prostitute, calling from Ponce de Leon High School.
Oh, yay!
And,
I'm
a gym teacher there, and I just want to know, what is Sheryl Crow's favorite sport?
Oh, Sheryl Crow's favorite sport is, of course, fly fishing for compliments.
Oh, yeah,
I'm really excited about
that. I love
that
sport, too. I'm very excited. I'm going to come over and see you now.
Actually, in terms of things that I'm an expert in, I'm super an expert in fly fishing for compliments. I'm doing it right now.
You're awesome.
I know, aren't I? Tell me again, the next caller, please. I really need to know. I am awesome. I'm really awesome. You guys think I'm awesome, don't you? I love that sport. You guys love that sport. My thing's lighting up. Let me see.
Hi, Ashton. This is Billy. I'm a longtime Friendly Town radio caller. Really love you. Love the show.
Are you Billy the Bully?
I am Billy the Bully, but with your tic-tac breath, it smells so good, even across the airwaves. Look, I was wondering, when I'm pulling the label from my bottles of Bud, does that make me an alcoholic, or am I just Jake Jamesing? I'm going to hang up and take your answer off the line.
Oh, that's just Jake Jamesing. Of course that's just Jake Jamesing. Oh, I love bullies. They're so great. I'm an expert in them. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I'm an expert. That's fun. Is there anybody else that wants to call me? Because I love that.
This is Hank Merton. I'm from a long, long way from here. And I heard you were an elephant expert.
Yes,
and I saw Smokey and the Bandit too. And if you need a goddamn wheel man, I'm your goddamn wheel man. Just give me a call.
Good thing I need
Thanks.
A wheel man.
I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
What do wheel men do? What kind of wheel do I want my men to do? There's a good deal of things I would need, yeah, for sure. Oh. Good thing I'm an expert. Is someone else calling? Let me answer that. I think I'm really good at Jake Jamesing.
This isn't, I know you're primarily an expert on Sheryl Crow, but I have a Paula Cole question. I was just wondering.
They're not the same.
I was just wondering, where have all the cowboys gone?
Do you keep up with the Times, like the actual Times, like the Times newspaper? Do you keep up with it? Like, you should have read that there. I'm an expert. I'm going to, like, just let you go. I think my producer is coming. What do you want?
To fire you, Ashton. Sorry.
No, I thought you were going to give me a compliment. Can you give me a compliment
you
first?
You are really good at getting fired from the radio.
Hey, that's great.
The champion in getting fired from Friendlytown Sports Call-In Show. We might do this again. Who knows? All right. We are down to our last guest panelist of the evening, and we are so thrilled that you've all been here to join the spectacle of... We're not going to lie. I think Jake Jamesing is going to be the official sport of Friendlytown after this. There's really nothing I can say other than, you know, go Jake James, everyone. After this, just spend a lot of money, get all the beer at the Pilot Light, and I'm not going to tell you to smoke weed with Jake James, but he will. So, but anyway, our last guest for the evening is someone very near and dear to me. Even though his sport was, he was not able to propose a sport last week, one of the sports that Shane proposed that we did not unfortunately pick up, competitive Greco-Roman cuddling, was not... adopted, because as Dave Attell once famously said, there's a fine line between cuddling and holding someone down so they can't get away. Now, that is the intellectual property of Dave Attell. However, we're very happy to have an expert in the sport here for you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable St. Thomas Ledoux.
Before I take any callers, I just want to express my lament at Friendlytown's decision to disinclude and officially end the long-honored tradition of Greco-Roman cuddling. I don't think it's fair that it was canceled. If anything, Greco-Roman cuddling is the most noble sport in all of sports. It's the only sport with zero performance-enhancing drug or steroid abuse. You mean, think about it. You can't, testosterone's not any good for cuddling. You can't be all jacked up on man hormones and be in touch with your sensitive side. So if anyone else has any thoughts on cuddling, wants to cuddle, I'm always down to cuddle. We got a caller right here. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you feel about them taking ear nibbling out of Greco-Roman cuddling?
I've always been a personal fan of the ear nibble, but it is a bit of a cheap move. I mean, when you're trying to sneak from being Little Spoon into being Big Spoon, nothing gets you there quicker than a conscious ear nibble. And the problem with the ear nibble is it leads to other things. It's not a standalone move, and it can get out of hand. And I think for safety reasons, and mostly, again, as we've commented earlier, the need for this to be a consensual sport, ear nibbling was rightly removed from the list of allowable moves.
Oh,
next caller.
Hello, this is Dave from Bohemianburg, and I know you're a Greco cuddling specialist, but this is an Alanis Morissette question. I was
not
wondering, what is ironic?
Well, you know what's ironic is whenever you're, you know, locked in a deep leg twist with that special someone under the covers, and you think that you're trying to get the best of them while they think they're trying to get the best of you, and really you're just trying to get the most out of each other. I mean, it's really just, it's hard to tell where winners and losers meet in the sport of Greco-Roman cuddling, because if you do it correctly, I mean, I think everybody wins. Next caller.
Yeah, this is Lance. Oh, we're not on? Am I not on? Am Lance yell loudly.
This is Lance Allworth. Oh, there prostitutes. High school coach of the Greco-Roman cuddling team.
Oh, yeah, long time call.
Look, I'm just upset a lot about the state regulations now on this and the rule changes, and some of the schools are being allowed to participate. I know that they're mad at us because our team pregnancy rate is alarmingly high. Are we doing it wrong?
Depends on where you're trying to go with it, I guess. You know, I mean, it's a fine line between a firm big spoon and a dick in the butt. And I mean, it's just real hard to...
I was told that would not get you pregnant.
In standard, you know, male on male or female on female cuddling, no. But with the advent of co-ed cuddling, it's become a bigger problem because people, I guess, are just... confused about what they're poking around at.
This is alarming. So we're going to have to get rid of the co-ed teams now?
Yeah, you know, it's a real shame.
Churches are going to have something to say about this.
I agree. I think the co-ed cuddling was a great outlet for just general teen frustration, despite even our high pregnancy rates in the sport.
If I could just make a plea to the listeners out there, all of the four people, and if you would all call your congressman, I think if we could pass some legislation to make Greco-Roman cuddling not only a consensual but mandatory sport, I think that nothing is more consensual than mandatory sports. And I think if we could do that, I think we could also maybe bring down the high pregnancy rate of cuddling. That'd be great. But I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, well, two thoughts, you know, on the mandatory thing. I mean, whether or not cuddling is, you know, required by law, I mean, if you want to get closer to a person's heart that you think special to you, I mean, you kind of have to get better at cuddling. It's just how it is. We can make that law if you want. I'm okay with that, I suppose. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to have to learn to do it one way or the other. That's all I'm saying. Next caller?
Hi, this is Greg Tallworth, amateur big spooner. I was just wanting to know if with recent changes, do you prefer... Do you think physical media has more effect than streaming? And do you prefer, do you think music or movies go further with as the atmospheric background of the cuddling?
You know, it all depends on who you're trying to impress and how well you know that person. I suppose, you know, if you're already familiar with your opponent and you're both comfortable and not trying to necessarily, you know, put on airs, streaming's fine. But if you really are trying to, you know, convince your opponent to really cuddle like they mean it, then, you know, having a nice vinyl collection or a collection of old VHS tapes or something like that really goes a long way in showing them that you're ready to take this sport seriously. As far as movies versus music, that's a tough one. That one, it really comes down opponent to opponent. I've had great success with both, and ideally a great night of cuddling involves a little bit of each. So, you know, it's up to, oh, hey, you here to cuddle? Hey, buddy. Our producers just stepped in the studio.
St. Thomas, you have time for You have time for one more
amateur
caller. Yeah. All right. I'm not a professional, I'm sorry.
Just give me that ear real quick.
Oh god. Oh, ow. You need to work on. All right, we have time for one.
You'll get
more
better
caller
at it.
Hello. This is Billy the Bully. Long time friendly time caller. I've listened to this station my entire life, and I want to just say I was a bully until I heard the melodious tones of your voice. And now all I want to do is cuddle and kiss earlobes and say how lovely Friendly Town is. Psych! Faggot! Ah!
Alright, so apparently our live-at-home 30-something scientist who makes more money than his mom but still lives with his mom is also a cuddling expert. He didn't tell us that. We didn't realize that he called in to cry no less than 1 hour ago here on Friendly Town Radio. But anyway, as we conclude tonight's episode, I just want to impart some knowledge upon you guys. First of all, we here at Friendly Town we're basically very pro everything that, you know, we're all about people here at Friendly Town. And what you've heard here tonight from some of our bully callers, we do not condone. It was pretty funny, though. You have to admit that. But At any rate, thank you so much for joining us for this first episode and probably last for at least a little while. Friendly Town Sports Call-In Radio Show. Holy shit. All right, so as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Friendly Town Radio is now up on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search for Friendly Town, and subscribe. Also, add us on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville. It's basically just facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. Next week, I cannot emphasize this enough. You do not want to miss next week's show. Not only is it a Friendly Town Christmas, but it is a Friendly Town Christmas with Video Death Loop. Give it up for Video Death Loop, everyone. So, we actually have one half of Video Death Loop, who's a member of the Friendly Town City Council. Do you want to come up here and talk for a quick second about what Video Death Loop is and how we're going to be celebrating Christmas here at Friendly Town with Video Death Loop?
Well, Video Death Loop is a podcast that another comedian in town, Aaron Littleton, and I do. It is, we once a week, we usually do it on Fridays, where we basically watch a short clip on loop until one or both of us pass out or break down or tap out, whatever happens. Last week, Aaron Littleton, he gave me the freaking Sony PlayStation 1 boot up sound. That's like 15 seconds. And I had no sleep and I went insane. I think it'll be a little longer for this. We do movie trailers, we do TV show openings, we do all this stuff. And we just watch it on loop and we just break down the entire time. And we're going to have some special guests on there along with it to help us break down.
And Video Death Loop will be our special guest here at Friendly Town. Same time, same place, next week, next Monday. My personal favorite episode of Video Death Loop so far is definitely the one where you just watch the Kiss Lick It Up video about 40 times. And, you know, the funny thing is about podcasts, you don't have the visual element, but you guys, like, described Paul Stanley's, like, his physique and his look and how fucking ugly Gene Simmons is without makeup. Like, you didn't even need the video. You just had John and Aaron, like, just cracking up, going insane, watching Kiss's most embarrassing. And this is Kiss we're talking about. This is their most embarrassing moment from 1983 over and over and over again. So next week, we're going to be doing a special Friendly Town we're going to be doing a little bit of a Friendly Town Christmas pageant, and then we'll be doing a special Friendly Town episode of Video Death Loop. It's going to be it's going to be an experiment where we cross over to their established podcast and our brand new podcast. But please, as I said, Friendly Town Knoxville on Facebook. Hit us up there with any questions you may have. And thank you for all being here tonight. It means a lot. Have a good night. Be safe. Have a great week. Good night.